with the presidential election over, you might think politicians would get a bit of a break, but that's not the case. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about the next election on many people's minds. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So next year, we're going to be having a number of local races, including Cincinnati City Council and the mayor's race. What are you seeing or hearing about already?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, they never stop. One cycle ends and the next cycle begins. Obviously, we've got issue 4 passed on Election Day, which is going to set up 4-year terms for Cincinnati City Council members. This is the first time we won't have the 2-year term cycle since 1927. It's going to change the face of the way council campaigns are run. And I think it might cut down on the number of candidates as well, at least in the first round. And simultaneously, you're going to have a mayor's race. Now, there's people that are out there obviously running. I think Roxanne Qualls would be in that category. John Cranley, the former council member, he is clearly in that category. There's talk that Greg Hartman, the president of the county commissioners, might end up getting in a primary and being the Republican candidate for mayor.
But isn't it nonpartisan, the primary itself?
Well, it is. I mean, it's all nonpartisan, technically, because they're not listed on the ballot. But, you know, the parties can endorse candidates, the parties back candidates, and clearly these people are either Democrats or Republicans. But it's nonpartisan on the ballot.
I want to go back to something you just said, that you think that the number of candidates will decrease because of the 4-year terms. Why is that?
I just think because it's going to become even more important to have the name recognition and, you know, the ability to raise money quickly, which incumbents can do. And it's much more difficult for newcomers to do that unless they already start out with some kind of name recognition like Chris Smitherman did a couple of years ago. So, I don't know. It just may cut down on the field. You know, you may not see these 25 candidate fields anymore.
And as far as the mayor's race go, you mentioned 3 people that you think are likely to
and there are others, too.
So how do you think that'll end up being a big field for the primary?
Well, I think, you know, typically I think it'll probably be maybe about 5 or 6 candidates, you know, running any primary, which would be held in September. And the top 2 finishers in that primary then would run for mayor in the fall. And I think the Republican strategy is, because they are a minority in the city of Cincinnati, is that the Democrats divide up their vote during the primary, and that somebody like Greg Hartman, if he decides to run, would make it into the next round, into the final round, and go head-to-head with somebody like Qualls or Cranley, and they would just take their chances.
Now, when it comes to further elections, we can look into 2014 if we want to look that far ahead, because the cycle, it's not, that's crazy, but true. I shouldn't say crazy. It's surprising maybe in some cases.
Right.
But Governor Kasich will be up for re-election.
Governor Kasich will be up for re-election, as will all of the other statewide constitutional offices. Kasich's an interesting case in point because, you know, if you had looked back a year or so ago or early in his administration, his approval ratings were dismal. I mean, dismal. Some of the worst that any governor has ever had. And you have to go back to Dick Celeste early in his first term when he was pushing a state income tax to find anything like it. But his approval ratings have steadily gotten better, where he's now, you know, approaching the 50% mark. So he is not going to be the pushover that Democrats thought that he might be a year or so ago.
Now, if he does happen to win, what do you think that will mean for him professionally?
Well, I think, I mean, it would automatically vault him into the mix for 2016 because the Republican Party is going to be looking for a presidential candidate. Mm-hmm. And he would have to be considered. He would be a 2-term governor in a state where the economy, at least so far, has performed a little bit better than the national average. And he is a person with a congressional experience as House Budget Chairman, you know, back in the Clinton days. So, you know, he's got a pretty good resume, and he has run for president before. People forget that. He ran in 2000 for the Republican nomination. He didn't have any money, didn't have any name recognition, and he dropped out fairly early. So clearly he has the ambition.
All right. Well, Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've been talking with WVXU's political reporter, Howard Wilkinson. You can read his blog and his Sunday column at WVXU.org.